Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week we'll be looking into this glowing issue.
Hi, I'm Sandra and I'm calling from Melbourne. I was just wondering, is there any radiation that would come from a glow-in-the-dark watch that could be harmful to the wearer?
So is there more to the warm glow of the dial that tells you it really is too early to get out of bed?
Yeah, so hi, my name's Philip Clark. I work in the University of Edinburgh Experimental Particle Physics Group. And the answer to the question about whether glow-in-the-dark watches are radioactive depends very much on the type of dial that you're considering. By far the most common watch that you come across that's glow-in-the-dark is called a phosphorescent watch. And essentially the watch is coated in a paint which absorbs light and then re-emits them. Now these watches are completely harmless. The second type of watch is called a tritium watch. Now, so the modern way to do this is you have the same phosphorescent paint, but this time it's mixed with small tubes filled with tritium. And tritium is radioactive and emits beta particles. And these have the same effect of exciting the phosphorescent paint. But this time tritium has got a half-life of 12 years. So the beta particles that are emitted are not very energetic. So if anything, they couldn't really penetrate even the outermost skin layer. Now, the third type of watch I'd like to mention is called a radium watch. And they have very much the same design, but this time instead of tritium, they're mixed with radium, and the half-life is 1,600 years. However, they may not seem to be as radioactive because the phosphor in the paint gets eaten up by the radium. And I've got a small demonstration here, so I've got an old watch I'm going to hold a Geiger counter to. Now, if I turn the Geiger counter on, you'll hear it clicking, and that's when I hold it slightly close to the watch. And if I hold it really close to the watch, and then take it away from the watch, then the background count, you can hear the occasional random count just now, is very much lower than when you hold it close to the watch. So these watches are extremely radioactive. However, they're still generally not too harmful unless you were to, say, break the watch and inhale it or somehow ingest the watch.
Older watches with a little R or T on the back are likely to set off a Geiger counter and could potentially be harmful, so you might want to keep it in a suitable container. The modern sort use phosphorescent chemicals such as zinc sulfide or strontium aluminate, which are only excited by sunlight and probably won't make you glow in the dark unless you build yourself a cloak of watches. Well, from glowing in the dark to sniffing in it, just how do sharks do it?
My name's Vince Mills from Solihull in the West Midlands. Apparently, a shark can smell blood up to a quarter of a mile away. How does smell travel in water? It would seem strange that if you drop ink in water, it takes ages to dissipate. So how can the individual particles of a smell travel so far and apparently so fast?
If you know how sharks can track their prey so efficiently or have any other questions, then get in touch by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com or write it in our forum, which is full of all sorts of questions, answers and debates at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.